This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Suicide is a topic that's painful to discuss. The CDC suggests that the suicide rate among middle-aged Americans rose nearly 30% in the past decade. What the data doesn't say is that, on average, the United States loses the equivalent of an entire medical school class each year to suicide, 400 physicians a year. As a group, doctors tend to be healthy, with lower rates of heart disease and cancer and diabetes, but not depression. Depression is often twice as common in medical students and residents as it is in age-matched peers from the general population. Then add to high rates of depression a knowledge of lethal methods of killing yourself, and you get these current statistics. And the numbers are likely greatly underreported because of the stigma around suicide. Excluding accidents, suicide is the number one killer of medical students. Dr. Pamela Y. Bell is a family physician who for a time was suicidal and now actively promotes change in practice and medical school, where she sees systems-based problems.
You don't take the creme de la creme valedictorian high-functioning people who've never previously had issues, put them through medical training, and suddenly over half of them now have this quote-unquote burnout. You don't have half of a group or more suffering from something if it's not a system-caused issue.
Our systems of care and training are fragmented. It's not always easy to recognize a troubled doctor. For doctors, there is also enormous denial by families and colleagues and the medical profession. The message seems to be, if you got into medical school, you're smart enough to be a doctor. So now we need to see if you're tough enough.
It's like a canary in the coal mine, right? I mean, when you have this many doctors dying, there's got to be something structurally wrong with the system. Not the individual. It's not that we've attracted the wrong types of people to medical school. It's what we've done with them.
What we have inadvertently done is to create an environment that promotes depression and burnout, where those who suffer are perceived as weak and less capable. Add to the high rates of depression and suicide issues related to stress, burnout, harassment by staff, hazing, high rates of divorce, feeling less than adequate, sleep deprivation and substance abuse, and there's reason for all of us to worry. For those doctors who are brave enough to report their feelings and seek help, licensing boards and employers may subtly punish them by requiring monitoring, restricting their activities, and requiring close oversight. It is no surprise that physicians feel it's often easier just to keep their feelings to themselves and try to act happy. It is time for some real change, and there's reason to believe that if doctors are less burned out and less depressed, we will all do better. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a Second Opinion.